Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for June 3rd, 2023. The New York Mets were defeated by the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 3-0 last night at Citi Field. After a 90-minute rain delay, Chris Bassett, an expectant father for the second time, went up against the Mets and shut them down thoroughly. He was aided in this quest by the Blue Jays relievers, against whom the Mets could not put across at least one measly run. Unfortunately, they also wasted a pretty good start from Justin Verlander, who went six innings of one-run baseball, throwing literally just one bad pitch that went over the wall from George Springer, former future Met George Springer. And it was just a very frustrating game. It was a game that seemed like was very winnable for the Mets, especially when Verlander was in there. You know, he got into a little bit of trouble, but he always worked his way out of it. It seemed like an extraordinarily winnable game if the Mets could just push a run or two across the board. But they didn't, and so they lost 3-2. Now, I am not necessarily crying doom. The Mets just won three games against the Phillies. Phillies and Blue Jays are probably somewhat similarly talented teams. Maybe I give the Blue Jays maybe a slight edge in terms of how they're playing now, but in terms of actual talent, I'd probably put the edge back on the Phillies. It's just frustrating that the offense just rolled over and died tonight. Part of that is, I think, not terrible management on Buck Showalter's part, which was that he gave Daniel Vogelbach the night off against a right-hander and tried to see how Vientos would do against a right-hander. This is an important thing to do if you want to have Vientos as a part of your major league club going forward. And Vogelbach has been struggling considerably, and so it's not a bad idea to give him a day to rest. However, Vientos proved useless against a righty. And while Vogelbach probably would have walked against Bassett, I don't know if he would have done much more the way he's hitting right now. And so, you know, I don't really know what to say. I'm sure that there is some sort of psychological aspect of being delayed for 90 minutes, but I don't really believe that. I think that the two players who would be most affected by that are Verlander and Bassett, and both of them handle themselves perfectly well. So I don't think this is really an issue. It sucks. It's bad to waste a good start from one of your top-line starting pitchers, especially after he came off of a very bad start to the last time he pitched in Colorado. So this is an encouraging sign for Verlander. You wish it could have coincided with a team win, but it didn't. And ultimately, that's okay. The bats going quiet just seems like something that happens with this team, with every baseball team, really. This isn't a Mets-specific problem, but it's just funny how they went. Was it 15 games in a row, I believe, with a home run, and then, you know, couldn't scratch out a single run last night. The Mets have Tyler McGill going today, which always gives me a little bit of agita. He will be facing Jose Berrios, and you know, that is not a matchup that necessarily goes in the Mets' favor, unfortunately. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, hopefully there's no rain delay today, although the weather isn't looking totally cleared for today, I don't believe. Let me check the current weather. I haven't checked since a couple days ago. But it looks like there is going to be a lot of cloud coverage today and some chance of rain later. So maybe the game will get in on time. That'll be nice if that would happen. There is the Mets Hall of Fame induction at the game. So if anyone's going to the game today, enjoy that. A lot of very worthy guys going into the Mets Hall of Fame today. And yeah. So thank you for listening. As always, go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce or homerunapplesauce.com to support this podcast directly. You can follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsANap. And until next time, let's go Mets.